It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This is how you know your weekend is underway. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 60 days, get on now. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, star KTRS. The Harris Challenge is our weekly topical trivia game, and I know how much you missed it last week when I wasn't here, so now here's your chance to play along either by calling in or just continuing to listen to your radio where you are right now. The challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. They're open 7 days a week. The double bill on each screen this weekend. I'm going to recommend you go to half of. Would Steve mind if I told people
no,
go to screen one and then leave after the first movie and go to screen two?
I think he'd be fine with that.
All right, on screen one, Wonder Woman, biggest movie in America right now. And the second movie on that screen is King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, which is terrible. It's going to be probably my worst movie of the year. It's a little early to say that, 6 months before the end of the year, but it certainly is in the running. Not Wonder Woman, but King Arthur. And then on screen two, you've got The Mummy, the new Tom Cruise movie, which our movie reviewer today, Jim Batts, said barely qualifies as a one on a scale of 10. So you can skip that. Go see Wonder Woman on screen one and then go over to screen two to watch The Fate of the Furious. I mean, right there, you got your action double bill.
Yep.
At the Skyview Drive.
And I think The Fate of the Furious, that whole series is one of our former colleague, Colin Jeffries' favorite.
Yes.
Like, series of all time.
In Colin's mind, he's gotten 312 traffic tickets because of that series.
That's right.
All right, let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Chip.
Hello, how are you all?
Good. Welcome to the show. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm AM
the DM. Thank you very much. We also accept sucking up to us.
Mm-hmm.
Go Predators.
I'm with you on that one.
And, Dan, you are so great at what you do, and unappreciated. And I don't know you. I've never met you, but you do a great job. Peon, you're wonderful, too. And Paul, can I ask you a question?
Well, I don't like where this is going at all.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you, Chip.
Paul, I know you're a poker player, and I watched one of the series they were doing in Canada the other day on USA Network. Do you play in those things?
The only televised thing I've ever been on was a thing called Poker Night in America that was shot when I was in Florida for Thanksgiving of 2015, and it aired about 2 or 3 months ago on CBS Sportsnet. And if you had watched it, you would have just seen me folding all the time. In the half hour of that show, they didn't show any of the hands that I played.
I'm sorry, but I love you guys. Thanks.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Now let's turn on the semi-random category computer. See which are the first three categories to choose from. We're going to have five contestants, as always. But the first person gets to choose from three categories, led, of course, by Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two, is Alan Alda on screen. If you missed it, Alan Alda was our guest in the first hour of the show today, talking about his new book, which is called If I Understood You, Would I Have This Look on My Face? So this is about things he's done on screen. And then category three, guys named Tony who won awards. You see, the Tony Awards are this weekend, so always making the connection.
Yeah.
Which one do you think you'd like, Chip?
Well, I know it's not the first one, because I haven't been.
Okay.
I'll go with Tony.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. The category you've chosen has five questions inside of it, starting with a one-pointer, working our way up to the five-pointer. You got to answer all of those questions within 60 seconds, and then we'll tally up the points that you've earned. And if you've gotten more than the total of 15, more than half the total of 15 points, so 8 points or better, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, Florissant and at St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Or you might pick a pair of tickets to the Southern Uprising Tour featuring Travis Tritt, the Charlie Daniels Band, Marshall Tucker Band, and the Outlaws. It's happening September 30th at the Family Arena. For more information, go to familyarena.com.
Or you can have a pair of tickets to the Skyview Drive-In. We have some of those giveaways,
oh,
don't we?
Heck yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We do have tickets for the Skyview Drive-In.
On the North Bellwest in Belleville.
Yes.
You can also, if you get all the questions right, get a bonus.
Yeah, we're going to throw in a certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Go to candices.net. Or we're throwing in, and we're also throwing in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside.
Man, this would be the weekend for one, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be great to have a Breezy Buddy pillow.
95 degrees out there and have something with fan blowing right on the back of your neck. Beautiful.
Oh, or if you know a woman going through hot flashes or something like that, go to BreezyBuddy.com for info on that.
All right, Chip, the category you've chosen is Guys Named Tony Who Won Awards. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Tony was nominated 5 times and won 1 Emmy Award for playing Felix Unger on TV's The Odd Couple?
Tony Randall.
Correct. Which Tony spent his entire NFL career with the Dallas Cowboys and was named to the Pro Bowl 4 times?
Dorsett.
Romo.
Damn it.
Which Tony won an Academy Award for Best Actor for Silence of the Lambs?
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony what?
Anthony Hopkins,
I'll give it to you. Which Tony won a 2015 Grammy Award for an album of duets he did with Lady Gaga?
Repeat, please.
Which Tony won a 2015 Grammy Award for an album of duets he did with Lady Gaga?
Tony, come on. Give it to me.
You can pass if you want.
I'll pass.
Which Tony has won 2 primetime Emmys for playing Julia Louis-Dreyfus's right-hand man Gary on Veep?
I don't know that one.
That man's name is Tony Hale.
Oh, man.
Tony, come on.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hang on a second. Let me ask the judges. Can we accept Tony, come on?
No. It was...
audio clue, maybe?
It was Tony Bennett.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Dang it. Would I have had it with Tony Bennett?
He was just here.
With Tony Bennett, you would have had 1 plus 3 plus 4, so that's 8 points. So you would have been a winner. Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Oh, Chip.
But instead, you ended up with 4 points. And, Chip, that means I'm going to have to punish you.
Right.
You know, there was a movie that came out last year called Florence Foster Jenkins with Meryl Streep playing this diva in her 60s who thought she could sing, but she couldn't. She was not the only rich woman to actually get a recording contract and perform horrible versions of songs. Now, Florence Foster Jenkins stuck with classical stuff and opera. Mrs. Miller did an album of pop standards.
Oh. There ain't no use seeing our goodbye.
Mrs. Miller from right here in Missouri.
Yeah, I remember her.
Here comes the band. Sing it, Mrs. Miller.
Let's hang on to what we have. Don't let go of our love.
Oh, man.
What? Yeah, Mrs. Miller teamed up with Phyllis Diller back in the 60s here in St. Louis. Phyllis and Miller, or Diller and Miller, I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, right there, worst production of Jersey Boys ever. Chip, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. You want to plug something?
I'm going to say hello to everybody, all my friends that will be listening to the podcast.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Alan Alda on Screen or It Happened in June?
Try Alan Alda.
Okay.
I like him a lot.
60 seconds on the clock, Nancy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what TV show did he play Dr. Benjamin Franklin Pierce?
MASH.
Of course. For what 2004 movie in which Leonardo DiCaprio played Howard Hughes was Alan Alda nominated for Best Supporting Actor Oscar?
I don't know. It's all past.
On what TV show did Alan Alda play presidential candidate Arnold Vinnick?
Well, I'll guess The West Wing.
Correct. Which of these movies did Alan Alda write and star in but not direct? The Seduction of Joe Tynan, Sweet Liberty, or The Four Seasons?
Four Seasons?
Joe Tynan. In what 2000 movie did he play the boss of Mel Gibson and Helen Hunt at an advertising agency?
What Women Want?
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What was that Leonardo DiCaprio movie where Alan Alda was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar?
I still don't remember.
He played Howard Hughes as The Aviator, directed by Martin Scorsese. So let's see how you did here, Nancy. You got the 1, the 3, and the 5. You add up those odd numbers, and you get 9 points for the win. Nicely done.
Okay.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I will go to our third contestant. Hi, Drew. Drew, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just AM and the PM, and I love my wife.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Let's go to the categories and see which one you want. Have you been paying attention? It happened in June. Or our new third category, no, really, have you been paying attention?
I believe I've been paying attention, the first one.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Drew. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In whose criminal trial did Andrea Constand testify this week about the night in 2004 when she says he drugged and sexually assaulted her at his home outside Philadelphia?
Bill Cosby.
Correct. On Tuesday night, Scooter Gennett became only the 17th major league player to hit 4 home runs in one game. What team does he play for?
Oh, I can't believe I don't. That's pass.
What's the unusual name of the federal contractor who was charged this week with leaking government secrets? Who has surpassed Michael Jordan's career record of most points scored during an NBA playoffs?
LeBron James.
Correct. This week, NASA announced it'll send a mission to someplace in our solar system it's never gone. Where is it?
Uranus.
No, they're going to the sun. But it's okay. We're going at night. Scooter Gennett plays for the Cincinnati Reds. Federal contractor charged this week and pleaded not guilty to leaking some government secrets. Reality Winner. That's the woman's name. Let's see how you did here, Drew. You got 1 for Bill Cosby. And by the way, speaking of Bill Cosby, why haven't we heard anything about this trial? You know, you hear about the trial coming along. Oh, this is going to be the new trial of the century. This will be the new O.J. Simpson thing. Is anybody doing live coverage of this?
No, I haven't seen anything about it.
I mean, I know we had all that coverage yesterday of the Senate Intelligence Committee, but...
Yeah, we had the Comey countdown on CNN
right, for
48 hours ahead of time.
But have you seen... I mean, I've seen small little stories here and there about the Cosby case. I would have thought this would be the biggest deal in the world. Apparently not. So you got 1 for Bill Cosby and 4 for LeBron James. Oh, Drew, I'm sorry. I have to punish you as well. Here she comes, Mrs. Miller.
Background singer.
If it weren't for them, you wouldn't know what song it was. Okay, that's enough of that. Little trivia for you. You know who discovered Mrs. Miller? A disc jockey in Los Angeles, California, by the name of Gary Owens.
Really?
Who was, of course, the announcer on TV's Laugh-In.
Yes.
And had a career on the air in Los Angeles for like 30 or 40 years.
Wow.
He was the first one to start playing her stuff on the air. all right, let's meet our fourth contestant today. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
Nah, just AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Two categories left, Mike. It happened in June, or no, really. Have you been paying attention?
Let's do happened in June.
All right. This is not this June. These are things that happened in June in previous years. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which two words were added to the Pledge of Allegiance by President Eisenhower in June 1954?
Under God.
Correct. Which rock star graduated from Humes High School in Memphis, Tennessee in June 1953?
Elvis Presley.
Correct. Which three-letter pesticide was banned by the EPA in June 1972?
Pass.
Which presidential candidate was murdered while leaving the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles in June 1968?
Robert Kennedy.
Correct. Which serial killer did Anna Sleezers become the first victim of in New England in June 1962?
Can you repeat that?
Which serial killer did Anna Sleezers become the first victim of in New England in June 1962?
Charles Manson.
The Boston Strangler. And what was that, three-letter pesticide banned by the EPA in 1972? DDT. DDT. All right, Mike, you got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and you got seven. Mike, not quite to the threshold. It's Triple Punishment Friday. Here's my favorite part.
What we got.
That doo-doo-doo-doo right there. You can't beat that for entertainment, ladies and gentlemen.
My.
That's awesome.
Hope you have a great weekend, Mike. Thanks for playing.
Same to you.
Here's our final contestant. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Please don't make me hear that again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, please. That's terrible.
Tell us about yourself.
Oh, just chilling out on a Friday afternoon, getting ready to drink a couple beers, go watch the Cardinals, hopefully win, you know.
Yeah, all right.
Weekend.
All right, one category left. No, really, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who said yesterday, Lordy, I hope there are tapes?
Trump.
No, Comey. Which airline got more bad publicity this week when a gate agent refused to let violinist Yennefer Correa carry her 17th-century instrument on board a flight from Houston to here in St. Louis?
United.
United, of course. Now that Donald Trump's son's school year is over, he and his mother are moving into the White House. What is the boy's first name?
Trump's kid, Master Trump.
You want me to go to the next question?
Please.
What did a boy find inside a toy from a 25-cent vending machine at Taqueria Los Altos in Bell Gardens, California this week?
An agave worm.
Cocaine. What has a bakery in Australia invented? Cupcakes that double as coffee cups, glow-in-the-dark donuts, or bread bowls with the soup baked inside? Take a guess.
Cup.
You said the cupcakes?
The coffee cup.
Nope. That already exists, actually. They have coffee cups that are made out of cupcake batter or cookie dough batter. And I'm surprised nobody's done the bread bowl with the soup baked inside. But now, thanks to this bakery in Sydney, Australia, we have glow nuts. Glow-in-the-dark donuts.
Whoa.
And by the way, you kids listening in, don't Google glow nuts. You get something you did not want to see. Trust me. Donald Trump's youngest is named Baron Trump. So let's see. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you one other thing about this story about the violinist and United Airlines. This happened on Sunday. She's in Houston. She's flying here to perform with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. So she's got to get here for rehearsals. So she gets to the airport in Houston, and the United gate agent says, you can't carry that on board. That being her violin case with the 17th century violin inside. And she says, why not? She said, because that's not acceptable as hand baggage. Now, remember, she's gone through the TSA. They didn't stop her, but this United gate agent is going to stop her. So she says, let me talk to your supervisor. So the supervisor comes over and says, you have to hand that over or you can't get on the plane. And she says, what's your name? And then the gate agent, the supervisor, reaches for the violin to grab it away from her, and she won't let go, and her hands get all pulled and bruised. She's a professional violinist.
And neither one of those people actually know the law.
Correct.
You can.
She's allowed to get on board that plane.
Yes.
With that violin.
Yes.
Which American Airlines said no problem to the next day when she flew. She still has not gotten anything from United, although they say they are going to reach out to Ms. Correa to gain a better understanding of what occurred and to offer assistance. Here's what occurred. Your people still suck at their jobs.
Yes.
You are the worst customer service organization in the airline business and perhaps in American business.
They're reaching out to a lot of people.
Yeah, they told her they told her you're going to have to check that. It's going to have to go in check baggage.
No.
I'm not putting my 17th century anything in the hands of baggage handlers to be stuffed underneath the plane.
No.
So she, of course, is considering a loss. She did get here, and she has her violin, and I guess she's been rehearsing for this gig with the orchestra. But her lawyer says, oh, yes, we're definitely looking into this. Not the first time. There was a guy in 2009 named Dave Carroll, a Canadian musician, who wrote a song called United Breaks Guitars after they made him check his, and it got all smashed up in the cargo hold. Florida State University graduate student asked for public help in January in replacing a cello she claimed was smashed on a United flight. June last year, violinist Yura Lee reported being kicked off a United flight for trying to stow her violin below her seat, which is where you would normally try to put it. And, of course, we had the David Dow thing where him being dragged off the plane. Will this airline never learn?
Nope.
Do they
apparently not, yes.
Do they apparently never have no, I don't know, memos or meetings at United? I guess not. That's the Harris Challenge for today. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. It comes complete with the rant built in.
Yeah, and he hung up. We didn't get a chance to play the punishment music for him.
Oh, well, let's punish him anyway.
We can.
All right, that's enough. We'll be back with more punishment music and more questions and more Harris Challenge next Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS.